We're going to have an experience today, this moment, where we're closing our eyes and we're putting our attention into the base of the spine. So it's not necessarily a feeling. It's just at this moment, or maybe it is for some people, it's just your awareness, your consciousness. You're being consciously aware. And that's not from an intellectual level only. It's something else is there. Feel it. At the base of your spine, your inner self, your highest self, your deepest self is expressing. It's pouring through your pelvis like a well in the ground bursting forth that has a light that is reddish or orange in color. It has the ability to dissolve obstacles or challenges, you feeling stuck at the level of the body, the mind, the soul. It releases pain. It just is like a salve on a wound. It just makes it feel better. It takes it away. It washes it away. Now, this light is pouring down your legs, and as it does, like a liquid light, or it can be a dazzling, dancing light, sparkling, sensation going down the legs and into the feet and then to the toes. So the whole lower body now is filled with reddish-orangish light. And take your time, even if you feel like, oh, here we go again. Just throw that out. That is a negative force. Bring God into your legs. The particular God archetype we're going to call on is Ganesha. He's an elephant-headed being. He has a pot belly. He has various weapons or items, sacred objects in his hands. He has huge ears to listen to the subtlest message coming to you from far, far away, from lifetimes ago, that is impeding your progress, and he hears it and he's going to dissolve it. Imagine that big trunk pouring out sacred waters that wash away everything that is sticking you, keeping you stuck, preventing you from expressing your highest self, feeling success, getting money. This whole lower chakra is about getting money. If you don't work on that, it doesn't matter what you do to your head, in your mind. If you don't stick yourself, keep visualizing that reddish-orangish light. I'm just talking. You're doing the work on you, pouring the light through you. Now, he rides this mouse because the mouse is the desires. We have desires that are messing us up. So we just want him to control this. He's a big guy. He sits on the mouse to say, hey, slow down here. This is what you can do that will make you to feel happy. Now receive the sounds of the divine in the lower limbs, in the root chakra, the Muladhara. To call on Ganesha in a whole new way today, because he's really powerful today. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Nirvignam Kuru Kuru. Nirvignam Kuru Kuru. It's a very powerful sound. To bring to you the ability to dissolve all obstacles through Ganesha's grace and blessings. Absorb this consciousness into yours with the light, the energy, and the sounds. Om Gam Ganapataye Nirvignam Kuru Kuru. Om Gam Ganapataye Nirvignam Kuru Kuru. Om Gam Ganapataye Nirvignam Kuru Kuru. Feel the energy. Feel the energy now shooting up the Sushumna into the midbrain, through the brain, going out of the skull and into the space. Om Gam Ganapataye Nirvignam Kuru Kuru. 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 Now we'll enliven the chakras starting at the base of the spine. We'll get into a state of consciousness where we're going to move the energy up through the chakras into the space, connecting with our highest self. In deep space within us and outside of us. Base of the spine. Feel the sound ah as if it's a pebble in a pond rippling out in all directions. At the level of your base of the spine. Now move up to the heart center, in the middle of the chest. Feel your heart. Soften it. Open it up. Pebble in a pond. Consciousness is rippling out from your heart center, out into the space. Move up to the throat. Seal the throat, clear the throat. Pebble in a pond, rippling out in the throat chakra. Now move up into the middle of your brain. The third eye corresponds to the pituitary, the pineal, spot between your two eyebrows. Pebble in a pond, rippling out from your midbrain. Ganesha's energy is in the midbrain, the thalamic region, the relay station that tells the rest of the brain what to do. Relays the information to remove all obstacles in your thinking at the level of the body, the mind, the soul. See Ganesha in your midbrain. See the ripple effect, like a pebble in a pond. The energy moving out of your brain in all directions. Now move back down to the base of the spine. Earth. up to the navel. Bong. Water. Move up to the heart center in the middle of your chest. Chi. Fire. Move into your throat and mouth. One. Air. Prana, life force. Move up to your midbrain. The two eyes and the right and left brain. The whole brain, the eyes light up with the sound. Now imagine that applies light body form, or you can imagine this physical form, or just presence being in front of you. He's standing in front of you. A beam of light is entering your third eye from his third eye. The whole process is going to be empowered now. You're going to be connecting your energy, your consciousness, with the empowerments that are coming from Dr. Ply's third eye into your third eye. Trust that the process is happening regardless of what you think. Just receive. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Babaya Swaha. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Babaya Swaha. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Babaya Swaha. Receive the energy, the empowerment, the grace, the message, the conversation, the empowerment from the beam of light entering your third eye, activating your chakra system, your susumna, where the whole body can be filled with light from head to toe. Imagine a light swirling around you on the outside from head to toe, all around, front, back, head to toe. Now put your attention on your nostrils, the right and the left nostril. Imagine two beams of light entering either side of the nostrils, going up and meeting at a spot between your two eyebrows. Just your attention is on your nostrils. Everything else is going on in the background. Now you're conscious, you're aware, you're alert, you're putting your attention to the two nostrils. Feel the energy. You don't have to worry about your breathing going in and out the air, just the energy in the nostrils. Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Feel the energy exploding in the spot between the two eyebrows. You're keeping your attention on your nostrils, and something is happening in the spot between your two eyebrows. The pituitary is coming alive. It's activating the pineal gland, the midbrain. Something is happening. Om Namah Shivaya. Be alert. Om Namah Shivaya. Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Now your whole brain lights up. Om. 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 Wash your brain, your thoughts, all the energies, wash it with the light, the being of omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. Om. Om. Your Sushumna is lit up. Your chakras are lit up. You're receiving a beam of light coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye. You're experiencing an explosion of Om in your brain. And all the nerve channels, the subtle nerve called nadi channels in your body are lighting up from head to toe. You're radiating divinity. You're conscious of this whole process of you becoming divine. Your divine self is getting activated more and more and more. Oh. 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 There are continuous explosions of light, energy, and sound moving throughout your brain as the neurons connect and fire and in the rest of your body, the neurons connect and fire, the nerves connect and fire. A new consciousness, your highest consciousness, your God consciousness. Oh. Bathe in it. Be still in your consciousness. Be still and know you are God, the Holy Spirit, divine beings. Masters, teachers on the spiritual path. As above, so below. So below, as above. Breathe in that new awareness. Give thanks. End the meditation. You can keep your eyes closed. Just feel the new you as long as you want. Or you can slowly, slowly come back as you wish. End the meditation.